I like men, especially young men with round, strong arms. But I'm afraid of them. You are old and rather wrinkly. But you have a nice voice, and I like to have someone to talk to. Though I think you are a little mad. It is the moon that makes you talk to yourself in that silly way.
Oh, you heard that, did you? I was saying my prayers to the Great Sphinx.
But this isn't the Great Sphinx.
What?
This is only a dear little kitten of the Sphinx. Why, the Great Sphinx is so big it has a temple between its paws. This is my pet Sphinx. Tell me, do you think the Romans have any sorcerers who could take us away from the Sphinx by magic?
Why, are you afraid of the Romans?
Oh, they would eat us if they caught us. They are barbarians. Their chief is called Julius Caesar. His father was a tiger and his mother a burning mountain, and his nose is like an elephant's trunk. They all have long noses and ivory tusks and little tails and seven arms with 100 arrows in each. And they live on human flesh.
Would you like me to show you a real Roman?
No. Oh, you're frightening me.
No matter. This is only a dream.
It is not a dream. It is not a dream. See!
How dare you!
You said you were dreaming. I only wanted to show you.
Oh, come, come. Don't cry. A queen mustn't cry. Cleopatra, can you see my face well?
Yes. It is so white in the moonlight.
Are you sure it is the moonlight that makes me look whiter than an Egyptian? Do you notice that I have a rather long nose? It is a Roman nose, Cleopatra.
Thank you.
I show you a way to prevent Caesar from eating you?
Do. I will steal the crown jewels and give them to you. I will make the River Nile water your lands twice a year.
My child, your gods are afraid of the Romans. You see, the Sphinx dare not bite me, nor prevent me carrying you off to Julius Caesar.
Won't you? You said you wouldn't.
Caesar never eats women, but he eats girls and cats. Now, you're a silly little girl, and you're descended from the black kitten. You're both a girl and a cat.
And will he eat me?
Yes. Unless you make him believe that you're a woman.
Oh. Then you must get a sorcerer to make a woman of me. Are you a sorcerer?
Perhaps. But it'll take a long time. And this very night in the palace of your fathers, you must stand face to face with Caesar.
No, I dare!
Whatever dread may be in your soul, however terrible Caesar may be to you, you must confront him as a brave woman and a great queen. And you must feel no fear. If your hand shakes, if your voice quavers, then night and death. But if he thinks you worthy to rule, he will set you on the throne by his side and make you the real ruler of Egypt.
No, he will find me out. He will find me out.
He is easily deceived by women. Their eyes dazzle him.
Then we will cheat him.
If you do that, he will eat you at one mouthful.
Oh, no, please. I will be good. I will do whatever you tell me. I will be your slave.
Hark.
What was that?
Caesar's voice.